Hello, Brother Jeff again, welcoming you to Daily Inspiration Time. Thanks for your call. John chapter 6, I would like to remind you of Jesus and his desire to call you and to draw you unto himself, to be saved, to be a disciple, and to make it to heaven. John 6:44, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Jesus is teaching that he draws men, and he said you cannot and you will not be able to come to God unless he draw you. Let's don't lose sight of that. If God is calling, if your heart is tender, you better come to Christ. Your later day, the door may not be open. There's a song we sing that says, the gate was left ajar for me. That means the gate was left open, and we were invited in. And you don't come to Christ when the gate is closed. And when you're not invited, come to Christ. He's calling men everywhere today. This is the acceptable time. This is the accepted time. This is the time that God says, today is the day of salvation. And how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Now, the good thing about our Lord Jesus, that makes Christianity so wonderful, is we have a living God. Jesus died and he rose again. But he didn't leave us just some teaching. He didn't leave us just his word, which his word is enough. He told his disciples that I'm going to leave you. And I'm going to leave you with peace. And I'm going to send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. As the King James Bible calls it, the Holy Ghost. I'll start reading in John 15, verse 26, and down into chapter 16. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Chapter 16. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. So I want you to see, Jesus said, no man comes except his Father draw you. Jesus said, I'm gonna leave you. I'm going, but I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to send you him, the Spirit of God, the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. Him, it's not an it. The Holy Spirit is not an it. The Holy Ghost is not an it. It is a he. It is the third person of the Godhead. It is one with God. It is as much God as Jesus, and Jesus is as much God as the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is as much God as the Father. The three are one. It's like an egg. You can't separate them. You got a shell. You got a yolk, and you got a white, and they all make an egg. They're all part of the egg, but none of them stands alone. It's like water. Water, when it's water, it's liquid, and it flows, and you drink it, you water with it, and you do all kind of great things. But when it freezes, it's rock solid. When you boil it, it turns to gas and steam. But it's all water. No matter how you slice it, no matter how you dice it, freeze it, heat it, it's water. And God is God through Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and the Father. And there's not three gods but one. But yet we call this the Trinity. And it's a mystery, and no man can really fully understand it. But God is one Lord. But he manifests himself to the world this way. And Jesus said, this Spirit of God, he's going to send, is going to testify of Jesus. He's not going to glorify anything but the Lamb that was slain, the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. And he is going to convince this world. He's going to convict this world. It says down here in verse 8 of chapter 16, he will reprove the world. He's going to bring the knowledge of sin in the hearts of men. He's going to talk to them of righteousness and of judgment that is coming. And he is going to talk to them of sin, righteousness, and judgment that is coming. And that is the precious gift of God to mankind today. Every man, I don't care if he's laying in a gutter or he's sitting in the White House, if he's the richest man or the poorest man, if he's in the prison house or if he is in the king's house, Jesus Christ through his Spirit can reach any man. And I tell you, you can come to God because the Holy Ghost is drawing men today. And oh, so many men's hearts are hard and they can't hear it, they can't feel it. Oh, but if Paul said in Acts 17, if you would just feel after him, he'd be not far from any of you. Let us seek God with an honest and good heart. Would you like to leave us a message? We'd love to hear from you. Do you have a need, a request? We would love to help you. 099 will access voicemail. Please leave us a message if you would. And God bless you. We love you. And we pray God would draw you and fill you with his Holy Ghost. Thank you.